There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here is with Red and Bobby.
The time is 12:08. It's a Friday, Jubilee Friday. Let's start this off, Bobby. Go.
Welcome to the Year Is Podcast, the podcast where every episode, me, comedian Bobby Mayer, and my friend, comedian Red Richardson, travel back to a year in history. We talk about the weirdest, most interesting, and fucked up things from that year. And our guest this episode, it's our first fan.
Well, I wouldn't. Come on.
And comedian.
Yeah. Yes, fan first, comedian second.
Yeah.
Yeah, fan slash comedian, Ed Knight.
Thank you. Thanks for having
Formerly
me.
Formerly known as Ed Day.
It's a pleasure to have. Don't put my government on the podcast. What are you talking about? That's insane.
But you had to change your name on Spotlight, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. There was already another Ed Day kicking about, and they didn't let me use my name, my real name, so I had to change it.
I'm just confused about why there can't be two actors with the same name. It's like, eventually there's going to be so many people.
Mm. This is what was fucked up, because I was allowed to use my name if I got like a written letter of permission from them saying I could, and they were like, no. I think because I'm weird. Thinking of doing open mic comedy one day, so,
that's so
I don't want
fun.
Us to
what
clash.
They said, nah.
Yeah, they were just like, no, that's you can't so have fun. It. It's my name. It's
Imagine crazy. Being called Robert De Niro and being a shit actor.
Well, that happens to lots of people, isn't it? Like David Jason's, his real name is Barry White.
What?
Did you not know this?
What,
this
Del
is like
Boy.
The most famous. Yeah,
Del
Boy's
is
real
called
name
Barry
is
White.
Barry White.
That
yeah.
is so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was already a pretty good.
I just want to clear up this fan of the podcast thing.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God, earlier on, just clear that.
Red
up.
Told me you love the podcast. You listen to all
I
the.
Do. I really enjoy the podcast. I really enjoy hearing Red getting taken down a peg.
down a peg.
Someone,
what are you talking
someone
about?
Needs to do it.
Well, no, because in it. Life, we, you know, I'm friends with Red. And I'd say not that we're not friends, but you're friends with Red, and I'm friends with Red. That's our connection. But
I'm the glue.
I'm the
reason
glue.
We're all here.
But I would say in life, Red, probably because he's bigger than you and a bit older than you, he likes to bully you.
He does like to bully me. You keep calling me your protege.
I did, what, on a podcast?
Yeah.
Well, when I met you, you were a tiny little baby.
Yeah, we met when like I was like,
you
it
were
was
10.
Doing like my fifth gig or sixth gig or something. So
old.
I've known Red like the longest out of anyone.
You used to juggle. On stage, that was Ed's act. They called him the Juggling Boy.
They called me the Juggling Boy.
No, but I met you
there was
when
already
you were,
somebody called the Juggling Boy in Spotlight.
You were 18.
I was 19.
Yeah.
Fresh faced,
young boy.
Spring faced boy doing stand up comedy for the first time.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you now?
26.
Mm. So it's been a long, long old
long
ride.
Time. How old are you now, Red?
Like 30 or something. No, I'm 33.
Yeah, 30 or something.
A woman
yeah.
in Thailand thought you were 45, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but
was
everyone
so
else
funny.
Said 33.
That
so
was so funny.
Everyone
like,
else. She
every,
was just
every sort of like, I had to kind of figure out what time it would have been in Thailand because of the time difference. But every day, without fail, I'd get either a picture of Red in like a swimming pool talking about how good his life is or a 5-minute audio recording of a tourist calling him a hippo.
it was good fun.
How many people were you messaging all your friends while on your honeymoon?
I know of at least you, me, and Sunil.
Yeah, Sunil got a few.
Who else?
I don't know.
But were you just sitting there?
Do you know how long it takes to send a message? 5 seconds.
But like, I
what
just...
do you want me to be doing? It's so little time.
Sexing your wife. That's what honeymoons are for.
I'll tell you what, so sexing cool. it, he only takes 5 seconds to sex.
Oh, very nice. Bobby went on safari recently and came back after a day without seeing the lion. So, you know.
That was because it's very hard to travel with a baby who didn't want to sleep for a night, Red. And you couldn't understand that because you don't have a child. The struggles of a parent are very difficult.
Absolutely.
And...
You went on safari, that's sick. I went on safari in Melbourne.
Yeah,
did you?
It was so sick.
What did they have?
They had lions, they had gorillas.
Yeah?
Yeah, the gorilla exhibition was sick because the
indigenous to Australia.
The tour guide, no,
yeah, red indigenous.
So, the point I'm trying to get, I'm actually being really clever here, subtle.
Yeah.
So you're sort of funding animals being stolen.
No, I had the ticket bought for me, like it was like a free trip.
Oh yeah,
it was
part
of the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He's not just a fan, he's also a comedian.
Yeah, I'm also a comedian.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you won't know what it's like to go to the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
I've never been, no.
Have you been to a zoo?
I've been to London Zoo. I had a great time. I used to go regularly as a kid. And then I go to the gift shop after and buy a first soft toy of my favourite animal of the day.
What's your favourite animal? What's your most regular favourite animal?
I had a monkey that I called Jim.
Jim.
What a shitty name for a monkey.
What type of monkey? Yeah, it's awful. Well, George is quite a bad name for a monkey.
Yeah, but that's just hack. I wasn't hack.
Yeah.
What was your childhood toy called, Dad?
I had a stuffed tiger from one of those claw machines at the petrol station. It was called Hobbs, after Calvin and Hobbs.
I didn't have toys when I was a kid. I just worked out and fucked.
Just pumping iron.
Yeah, I was pumping iron and fucking. That's what I did.
Doing it from day. Yeah. Getting pussy from day, man.
Yeah.
That's why I respect Bobby. Do you know
what I mean? A lot of people are like, oh, you know, I was an awkward kid. No. I was just fucking and like taking numbers.
How old?
I was like 10, but looked 15, fucking 19-year-olds. So they thought they were fucking a 15-year-old, but actually they were pedophiles.
Thought they were like an ephebophile. What's the word? Yeah. Like a pederast. And sounds like they were just a poor pedophile.
Yeah. We've talked about that tweet. There was a great tweet. We all saw it.
Which
about
one?
A couple years ago, it said, "You know when someone's calling someone a pedophile, but you want to correct them and say they're not a pedophile, they're a habophile, but then you sound like a pedophile."
Yeah.
Great tweet. Can't remember who tweeted it, but
Red. Which one are you? So I'll try a little gotcha there.
Yeah. Well, good chat, Ed. Let's get on with the podcast.
Yeah, what happened in the year 2001?
Wow. Well, you just fucked up the intro. I was going to go, get in the time machine, everyone.
Okay.
Ed, oh, I hate when he does this. No, we're not going to the fucking time machine.
There's plenty of room. Do this every time.
Oh. I shotgun like, the front, shotgun the front
time.
Seat.
It just gets cut out every time.
Everyone, put your belts on. Woo! We're back, 2001.
He tried this on the first episode, and
he told me I'm not allowed to do it.
Yeah.
I've wanted to do it ever since.
Okay.
I go, oh my God, what? What's that outside? I can see the Twin Towers. Because we're back in 2001.
Sorry, you're saying that you're flying a machine through the air and you can see the Twin Towers.
Yeah. Oh, we're going into it. Oh, no.
There's crashing. Another time machine. Look at that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. There's another time machine.
Two time machines.
I love the idea that Red goes back in time and his dream to go. He's like, I want to go back to 2001 and be one of the hijackers.
I want to get back to New York. Or it's just my time machine's ruins.
I feel like they could have done a lot more if they had good leadership.
Yeah, I've often thought that you're the Muhammad Atta of comedy.
Well, yeah, ring the Samaritans is the lesson learned that day, you know.
Ring the Samaritans.
What?
Just don't mental health is important.
I heard a lot of the hijackers were struggling with their mental health.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they committed suicide, so clearly they were.
Someone just talked to them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just
open up.
Someone just didn't talk to them, you know?
Well, what happened there was someone who was thinking about harming themselves or other people, and they talked to someone else, and they told them their ideas about harming themselves and other people, and that person said,
"Yeah,
I'd like to get involved."
Yeah,
yeah.
Cheaper than therapy.
They talked to a CIA agent who was like, please. I actually saw an article about that yesterday. It was like an undercover cop was like chatting to this guy online who was suicidal, and the undercover cop posing as like a sexy woman convinced him to like kill himself, like in a blaze of glory instead.
What a cock.
Yeah. And then they arrested him for like planning a terrorist attack or something. It was insane.
God, I watched
that. That seems weird.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, why
did
would you do
bring
that?
Up the idea? They were like, what if you, instead of killing yourself,
Yeah, they were like, don't hang yourself. How about you, like, you got to take some people with you. Do you know what I mean? That's the mission. If you're going to kill yourself anyway, you might as well.
Jesus.
And he was like, all right, well, I won't kill myself tonight. And then they went and arrested him for planning a terror attack or something.
Fucking hell.
It's insane.
I watched a 9/11 doc the other day.
Yeah.
And
was it the film Remember Me?
No, do you remember what it was? It was last year. Like there was released like six docs.
Yeah,
for the 20-year anniversary, which seems a weird thing to do. It's usually like albums you do. That
I never watched it. I felt like I remembered what happened, and that was
like no disrespect to the victims of 9/11, but I feel like there's not a huge amount to like go into. Do you know what I mean? You've got the planes hitting the towers.
Mm.
George Bush being whispered to by that guy in the school.
Mm.
And the one that failed.
Oh, no, this had loads of it. They spoke to the guy who taught them to fly the plane. They had one guy who was on the desk at the airport, and he said, "They look like terrorists to me, but I don't want to get in trouble because you can't really say anything anymore." It's like this racist guy was just completely vindicated that one time in his horrific opinions.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. But that wasn't the biggest thing.
In 2001.
That happened in 2001, no.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't the biggest thing. Yeah. Well, are you going to let me talk?
Well, you think we're done talking about 9/11?
Well, no. Okay, fine. We'll carry on talking about 9/11. I thought Ed just was like, well, all that happened is a plane went into a building.
We're sort of like comedians. We're the new philosophers. We've got a lot to offer the people listening to this about, like,
oh my god,
we can have a little a forum here.
Philosophers
about 9/11.
Don't get punched in the face.
I think they probably did.
Maybe they deserve it.
Have you ever been punched? When's the last time you got punched in the face?
Not for years.
Yeah,
didn't they make Socrates kill himself?
Yeah, he drank hemlock. Yeah,
really? Why? Because he was too smart.
Yeah, something like that.
Your brain's pissing me off drinking this.
Yeah, he was like he was too.
They
much
were
of a
all.
Player.
They were all. What's funny is they don't call it when Greeks 3,000 years ago were pedophiles. They don't call it pedophilia. They call it, like, what do they call it?
Love.
Boy love.
No,
they
no.
Had that practice of, like, you'd have, like,
pedantry. Is it pedantry? No.
You'd have, well, your,
like,
wife,
Gandhi did that thing.
And then, like, a boy.
Gandhi would, like, I'm going to sleep with 10, 11-year-olds, so you know I'm a good guy, because I'm not going to do anything. It's like, this is weird.
Yeah, that's weird as hell.
Look how wrecked I am, and I'm not doing anything.
Socrates was a fucking loser in the end, because he got ordered to, the court or something, ordered his execution. They were like, you have to drink hemlock. And he had, like, loads of mates who were like, we'll just, like, get you out of the city. We'll just, like, help you run away. He was like, no, I'll just do it.
Fuck. Why did he do that?
I don't know, man.
He probably wanted a cool end.
Some, well, you go live in Bali or something.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder why he didn't do that.
Mm. I would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're that smart, you could have built a plane.
Oh, is that Socrates? Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah. He really is.
And here comes Plato. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. But 2001, big event. Probably the biggest event in our lifetime, Bobby.
What
for us
that?
Personally, and for this podcast.
9/11.
Without this, we wouldn't be here today.
9/11.
Wikipedia was launched in 2001, which many of the amazing facts that have been shared on this show, I hate to say, have come from Wikipedia. No, we don't always read books to research for this show.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't have time for that, so we go on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
What a great invention.
What's your favourite page on Wikipedia, Red?
There's loads. There's too many to pick from, and I'm not five. Why would I pick my favourite page on Wikipedia?
You literally just asked me what my favourite monkey was, like, 5 minutes ago. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, I said, what was your favourite childhood toy?
Oh, yeah, there's the tiger.
Because you were a child, so you would have had a favourite one.
Yeah,
so it made sense.
Yeah.
He's using a stroppy tone again.
And I'm not.
You are. That's your stroppy tone.
Sorry for coming on and undermining the format.
Okay, well, we all...
He's trying to be serious, Ed. Look at his serious face. Okay, continue.
Well,
continue being serious.
Add to it.
Who invented Wikipedia?
I don't know. I'll Wikipedia it now.
You told me, Bobby, you don't need your computer. I've done all the research.
Well,
I know what's up.
I didn't expect him to ask questions. I forgot to tell you, one of the big rules of this podcast is don't ask questions, because often we don't know the answers.
Who invented Wikipedia? I don't know.
Okay. I do know now because I just Wikipedia'd it.
Okay.
That's how good this program is. Website is.
Yeah,
you can
just start using it.
Jimmy Wales and Larry Sanger.
Larry Sanger?
Yeah.
Jimmy Wales?
They sound like they are big dicks, I'll say that much.
Yeah. Jimmy Wales is like a... He plays darts and he's got a big fat hog. Do you know what I mean?
Well, he deserves everything he gets, because Wikipedia's great. Anytime you want to know something, when did someone die? Look it up. I always Wikipedia people's ages.
You know, no,
me
no.
Too. Oh my god, I'm obsessed with that.
No, what
I'm
obsessed with people.
Yeah.
When someone dies, right? The second it comes out in the public, the news, like the second I go on Wikipedia, it's already on there.
Oh my god, yeah. It's
my
crazy.
Dream is to get there
before.
And then screenshot it and be like, they're alive.
I've done that before.
I've done that with, I'm not screenshotting it, but I've done that with one person before who's like a like a minor celebrity, where I got on the Wikipedia page before it got changed.
Have you got a Wikipedia page?
No.
No, I don't.
I love when a celebrity dies. Like
what?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, let's say it's somebody who did something cool like 30 years ago, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We haven't really got any feeling. Emotionally, they've given me nothing for years. Mm-hmm. But then they die, right? And I feel sad. I rewatch all their work. I get to talk about them for a couple days.
Yeah.
It's like they give me a second, like, gift.
Well, the nostalgia floods back, I suppose.
Yeah,
like, I'm sure everyone with Robin Williams.
Childhood.
Well, I was thinking of Ray Liotta, who's just dead, yeah. Because right? I'd only ever seen The Godfather. It's the only film of his I'd seen. But when he died,
The Godfather.
Like, the fucking Goodfellas.
Yeah, thank you.
The one. Sorry, my bad. And I just should got really
Wikipedia'd
sad about it,
what he'd done before you came on this fucking pod, Ed. Yeah, it is sad. I was watching clips of Goodfellas last night.
So sick. He's so sick in that movie.
Okay.
And he said he had sex with Miss Piggy. That's like,
what? Who's Miss Piggy?
He did a Rolling Stone interview about the Muppet movie, and he was like, Miss Piggy is the only co-star I've ever slept with.
The Muppets people would not like that. They're religious.
No, he just got like jacked off by some guy wearing the Miss Piggy
head. Yeah, I didn't think that was Miss Piggy. It was Kevin Spacey.
Here's the thing. I thought Ray Liotta was already dead.
Okay.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Okay. That's bad.
I
hate to say, he did look dead for a while. Do you know what I mean?
That was his look, like hot guy who's had a tough year.
Yeah, hot guy, tough year.
Ray Liotta permanently looked like a good-looking guy
who
got addicted to heroin and got off it a week ago.
That's
like his vibe.
Desperately needing a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was always quite sweaty and grey-looking, you know, but he was a great-looking guy, great in Goodfellas.
Yeah. I think you're just remembering Goodfellas when you say he was sweaty and grey looking.
No, because in every film, I watched a film with him and John Cusack in recently, it's the same look, where like they're all at a hotel. But we had Tim Renko on the podcast, who was in his show, Lorraine Bracco, who plays Ray Liotta's wife.
Yeah, I saw Lorraine Bracco's tweet about it.
So we're kind of connected to the whole thing.
Yeah, we should go separate.
Yeah. Separate from...
Do you think we'll be invited to the
funeral?
The funeral.
I also know.
Well,
Tim,
I'd love
so
to
I'm
be
insane.
Eating a sandwich at the table, like talking to his wife, going, why are you? Well, Tim Renko, a friend of ours, had Lorraine Bracco on his TV show, who was his wife, and so we just thought we'd come.
You're imagining that Ray Liotta's wife doesn't know who Lorraine Bracco is. To explain, he was in this movie called
Goodfellas, which is ironic because they're all actually really mean. Like, there's not one nice guy
in it. Oh, my God, I fucking knew you were going to do that joke. You're the first and last person I'd expect to do. These guys are actually bad fellas, that joke.
Well,
that's a comedy name for the movie.
It's not just history, this podcast. It's a bit comedy as well.
What year did Goodfellas come out? That was nearly 2001.
'93. You weren't even born.
No, I was born in 1995.
Yeah,
I remember that year.
Yeah,
well,
I could have held you.
Yeah, you were 12.
I would have loved that.
No, I was nine. Thank you.
Nine.
That's crazy.
I could have fed you with a little bottle.
He's our youngest guest. You could have had illegal sex with him at one point in your life.
I can't. No, I don't think I am your youngest guest.
Well, really, I could have illegal sex with anyone.
But I mean, on the podcast.
I mean, I could have illegal sex with you.
He's the first. He's the first.
I can have illegal sex with anyone. Why? What are you talking about?
Okay. Well, who's our youngest guest?
Still, I don't know, but I'm like 26. You must have had someone younger.
No.
Finley Christie.
Oh yeah, Finley Christie,
whippersnapper.
He's so young.
Yeah, he is. A little boy band. He's a great guy, Finley. Very funny.
He's great, yeah. Very funny.
Call him a little Shout boy band.
Well, he just looks like he's in a boy band, doesn't he? He's got boy band good looks.
I think he's just good looking.
Good looks.
Really?
Me and Ed could have been in a boy band.
Could have definitely been in a
boy band. The plane crash, the tour bus.
Yeah, like Buddy Holly's plane post crash.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Yeah.
That would suck. I wouldn't want to be on a crash plane, you know?
It's devastating. Like, I hate it when rich people die as well because you're like, oh, you're having such a good time.
No, but I don't mean that. I just mean like from a personal, my own like point of view where you're like, you have like 20 minutes where you know the plane's going to crash and you're just still on the plane.
Oh man, that would
I don't
be
think
awful.
It's 20 minutes.
That'd be awful.
I think it starts to shake and then you're like, uh-oh, and then you just go down.
I used to hate turbulence when I was a kid because there's like in the wake of like 2001 or whatever, and a little bit earlier, there were just so many fucking disaster movies coming out.
Do you mean 2001 A Space Odyssey?
Yes, like, yeah.
I saw that movie and I was worried, oh my God, I'm about to meet aliens.
Yeah, I'm about to be like worshipped by monkeys and then turned into a giant baby.
When I said to Bobby, let's do 2001, he said, oh, like Space Odyssey. I'm like, yeah, that, Bobby.
It's in 1969, yeah. Yeah, I'd hate to be in a plane crash. Also, because everyone who survives a plane crash, all the news you see is like, it's either they survived the plane crash and then like cannibalized each other and starved to death, or like they crashed on a mountain and froze to death, or there's those crazy ones where it's like nobody knows what happened to them, but like they were all found with like radiation in their bodies and kneeling in a circle when they died and all that.
They never
shit.
Crash into like a supermarket or a hospital somewhere convenient.
The people who are the worst are the people who are
to a supermarket.
These people who are like, oh, I would never eat people. It's like, I would eat people on day one.
Yeah, Bobby would be like, absolutely. Day one. So quick. Like, should we kill this guy and eat him?
Red would have a broken ankle. I'd be like, Red, look, it looks like you're not going to make it, but
it's just a leg, man.
I'd wake up and Bobby should be chewing on my arm.
like a baby just trying to suckle you.
I was on the plane to Thailand and we had Jamali on, and he told me this horrible thing I can't get out of my head, is when they say you got to lie forward, like he goes, that's only when you brace. He said that's only because your teeth will stay intact so they can identify you. That doesn't have anything to do with safety.
That was the thing I heard when I was a kid as well, is that like the reason they put you in that position is because it snaps your neck instantly and doesn't like...
Well, I turned to Rosie when they're doing the thing, and I was just like...
Nobody would be allowed to put you in a position... Everyone get in the position that snaps your neck. There's no way that would be allowed.
I just turned to Rosie and I was like, do you know why they make us do this as they're doing the
demonstration? Did you tell her?
Yeah,
I
was like, yeah.
On your honeymoon?
Yeah.
Such a fucking maniac.
It's so they can recognize our teeth.
Weird little freak.
But they also, the air hostess
Here's
is
the thing.
Like.
That's one of those moments. If in that moment, Rosie stood up and just said, listen, I don't want to be married to you.
Yeah.
And then she just left. She left, right? Mm-mm. And then divorced you and you guys separated. Then anytime someone asked, why did you and Red break up? All she would have to do is say that story and they'd go,
Fair enough.
Like yeah,
weird,
I get that.
Like a weird guy. Yeah.
It's funny with the air stewardess when they give the whole demonstration. And if we land on the sea and we'll put out the life raft. It's like, when has that ever fucking happened?
Yeah, exactly.
They make it look like they
land on the ocean. No, we're not talking like when they land on like the Hudson River or Tom Hanks lands on the Hudson. Yeah. We're talking about like landing in the middle of an ocean.
Middle of the ocean. They're like, everyone just like jump, put your life jacket on and jump in the sea. I'm sure it would be fine.
Yeah, fuck, no way.
I'm like,
maybe
I'm
you could ride a whale. That'd be exciting.
Yeah. Surf on a dolphin's back all the way to shore.
Yeah, they make it seem like it's going to be like
Florida. Luckily, I brought my whale harness.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And we'll take it in turns on the jet ski.
until
some help comes.
I was so scared of like playing.
I really, I want to do like, because I have like desert island fantasies where you're on a desert island. And you just have to like
survive.
You have to build a little cabin and just like find some food and live your life. Because, like, you know what I mean? No techno, just life. You just get to live your life.
I think that's... I've
books. I want some books to read.
Yeah, I want a couple of books. Maybe, like, a joint or something.
Want some Wi-Fi and a phone.
Red.
The best version of Red that none of us have ever met would be Red that doesn't have a phone. Because whenever you start to have a good time with Red, you're like, oh, we're having a fun time. We're having a fun time. You look over and Red's just staring at his phone. And you're
like,
what?
Spend, like, 9 hours a day on Instagram.
Not Insta, Twitter, all of it. I'm on Wikipedia. I'm on Wikipedia a lot as well for this pod.
Had an argument in my Twitter mentions yesterday with a man who didn't know what a BLT was or something like that.
Yeah.
You could just pretended to some guy that you didn't know what a BLT was in my mentions. Just fucking
No, because it was my tweet and then you got involved.
Yeah, I tweeted at you and I said, what are you talking about?
Most people listening won't know, but I just said, oh, I've just discovered the bacon, lettuce, and tomato go really well together. You know, when you're freestyling, you can discover...
This is really a tweet that needs to go down in history.
Yes.
I'm glad it's now been read on a podcast.
Yeah, we're talking about it for 20 minutes.
It was read on a podcast as well as tweeted and put on Instagram.
It was a fun moment.
I put up a poll on my Instagram yesterday of, like, I've made a fake bit of merch. This is a t-shirt that says Weed Gang.
Okay.
And I had so many people messaging me going, this is really bad merch, you shouldn't do this.
I saw that.
I'm joking. You maniac.
Weed Gang. The thing is, there's so many things like that.
Yeah.
Weed Gang.
Yeah. I wish people messaged me and told me when things... If everything we posted online that wasn't good, someone had sent a message, hey man, just so you know, that's not good. Like, that'd be a lot of messages.
Well, there's the saying, trending in WhatsApp. Have you heard that?
No.
It's when someone does a fucking awful tweet.
Oh, yeah.
And no one likes it, but screenshots it and just shares it around.
Many of that a few.
Which I've always, I think I've said it on this podcast before, but I want there to be a button on Twitter that tells you how many times you've been screenshot.
Oh my God.
But it doesn't tell you who's done it. So if you've got like 3 likes and 500 screens, because there's always someone who's just does something like ridiculous on Twitter.
And you'd hate it because it would just be loads of other comics screenshotting our tweets and going, I'd delete that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you just know. You go, this has done the rounds for some reason.
What were we talking about before we started talking about this?
Yeah, plane crashes.
Plane crash, that was it.
And then, we went from Bobby eating me to...
I like how the thing you said about you're always sad when like a rich person dies because they must have been having such a good time.
Yeah, it's always worse, isn't it?
You know that quote, which is like, you know, some people that are like working class people and poor people that like vote against their interests or whatever in America, like consider themselves to. I think it's like a Steinbeck quote. It's like Americans consider consider themselves temporarily embarrassed millionaires. That's red. I've never met someone like. You are so cut out for the rich man lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, I would love it.
Yeah.
But what he's saying is...
It's never going to happen for you.
Oh, fuck.
That's what you didn't understand. Well,
none of us are going to be like... What I mean is, like, none of us are ever going to be like Bezos rich.
No, but I don't need that. I just want enough for, like, jet ski and a good house. Do you know what I mean? I'm not asking...
I just want to buy
just
a jet 10 ski.
Million. I'm not asking for too much.
How much is a jet ski?
$5,000, probably.
I can get you like a picture of a jet ski.
I didn't even use one in Thailand. Yeah. Fucking ridiculous.
Did you get one in
Thailand? No, because
why not?
They take your passport and then apparently say that you've damaged it and you've got to pay loads of money. Apparently, they regularly scam stupid Westerners such as me. I was told when I arrived, there's actually a manual about how to behave in Thailand in the hotel. And when I arrived, I read that and they said, do not rent anything because they will.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They just take your ID.
Yeah, we're called Farang over there.
Farang?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Foreign tosser.
Like foreigner, yeah. Like foreign wanker. Tourist.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's funny. So, you know, manage that. But that's what I want. I just, if everyone in the country gave me £3, which isn't much to ask.
Red.
That's so funny. If everyone in the country gave me £3.
Yeah, but is that big a deal? Like, come on, just make someone a millionaire.
You have £180 million.
Yes.
Listen,
I'll keep everyone updated with my life. I'll send pictures.
But you with money wouldn't be a better life, Red.
Yes, it would.
No, it wouldn't. I know
I wouldn't
how
have
you
to
live.
Do this fucking podcast.
I know how you live, Red. Here's how you live. You wake up in the morning.
Yep.
You look at your phone for 3 hours.
Yeah.
No, not 3.
You take a bath.
Yeah.
You come here. You look at your computer and phone while speaking to me and Ed.
Yeah.
You leave. You take another bath.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You look at your phone.
Okay. Imagine if the phone was bigger, the bath was bigger.
Well, the phone was bigger.
This is what Bobby's saying. That
it's
would,
an
that
iPad.
That would literally be the only change.
No,
is that you're doing. You're
awesome.
Looking at your tweets from a bigger bath. I was with Sunil yesterday. We were like, hey, Red, do you want to hang out? He was like, yeah, man, I've just got a bath running. And then today I was like, do you want to hang out after the record? He was like, no, I've got to go home and have a bath.
Red.
In bath mania.
I like to be clean. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's
wrong with it. But what I'm saying is you actually are a man of very simple pleasures.
Yes, exactly.
Hot
yeah.
water is your... Oh, my God. I hope that someday I have like millions and millions of pounds so I can get more hot water.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you need like a trophy wife? No, I like my wife. I just need hot water.
Yeah,
yeah, you're probably right.
A big tub
still.
Of water. Red, if you strip it down, you live like one of those like ancient Greek ascetics.
That's where I'd go. I like the spas and stuff.
You'd go to ancient Greece
or Rome. Rome. If I had a time machine, we are going to do an episode on one of those. But the Wikipedia is a bit patchy on it, so we might actually have to read a book.
This is what's super fucked up. If any of us went back to ancient Rome, we'd just be like caught by a net. like cartoon style and thrown in the gladiator pit day one.
No, but to we'd be eaten like by lions for entertainment.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't be eating like a centurion.
Yeah,
you wouldn't.
No, they were against the Romans.
You would be like run over by a chariot for sport day one.
Oh, God, or you just get the first disease going, and then you just.
Oh, yeah, we'd all just die from diseases, right?
What did they think of fat people in ancient Rome?
Loved them. Anyway, British Islamic terrorist Richard Reid. Do you remember him? Do you remember Richard Reid?
No.
Yeah, Big Brother 4? No. Richard Reid, he was the guy with the shoe bomb.
Was that in 2001 also?
That was 2001. It was in...
What, like December or something?
Yeah, it was in like November, so... 22nd of December 2001. He tried to blow up a plane with the shoe bomb. Do you not remember this at all? It was massive.
I was six.
Yeah, but you could still be, you know, aware of the news.
I wasn't, yeah. Okay.
You don't remember this at all? British guy.
I just said, yeah, the shoe bomb. I remember.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember this guy.
This guy, what happened was 9/11 happened. Everyone's scared. And a couple months later, a guy tried to blow up a plane with a bomb in his shoe. Mm-hmm. I think, what did he do? He like took the shoe off red and started lighting it on fire.
Yeah, he had a match. It's quite funny, actually.
And he's trying to like light the match with his shoe.
Like Charlie Chaplin style.
And then the whole plane was like, yeah, we're not going to be the next crash plane. So everybody on the plane just fucking...
rushed this guy, yeah.
Yeah, they took care of him.
You would, wouldn't you?
So here's the description of the event. A passenger on Flight 63 from Paris to Miami complained of the smell of smoke in the cabin shortly after meal service. One flight attendant, Hernes Mortadier, thinking she smelt a burnt match, walked along the aisle of the plane trying to assess the source. A passenger pointed to Reid. It's him. Snitch. Who was sitting alone near a window and attempting to light a match. Mortadier warned him that smoking was not allowed on board the aircraft. Reid promised to stop. What is going on here? A few minutes later, Mortadier found Reid leaned over in his seat. After she asked him what he was doing, Reid grabbed at her, revealing one shoe in his lap, a fuse leading into the shoe, and a lit match. Several passengers worked together to subdue the 6'4".
A big boy.
Yeah, big boy. Weighed in at 215 pounds.
Not room for a bomb in them.
97 kilos. They restrained him using plastic handcuffs, seatbelt extensions, leather waist belts, and headphone cords. Sounds hot. a doctor on board administers a tranquilizer to him, which he found in the emergency medical kit of the airline. Well, they should know where these things are. Oh, thank God for that. Should know where it is. It was immediately diverted to Logan International Airport. Yeah, so he just, he got...
That's a big fucking guy, though. 215, 6'4". That's crazy.
I didn't realize they kept tranks and handcuffs on the plane.
Plastic ones.
Yeah.
It was obviously some fetish guy was like, look, this is quite embarrassing, but in my suitcase.
Yeah. Has anyone on this plane got any handcuffs?
Yeah. I do.
I've got a dildo that shoots pussy bullets. Yeah. it could be used to knock him out.
I have Rehypno. We need that.
Does anyone here have any Quaaludes, please?
So he was sentenced to three life sentences.
Yeah.
And 110 years. No possibility of parole.
I fucking hate
just
it when
say
do
you're
that.
Going
What's
to prison.
Just say you're in prison till you die. Like, that's such overkill. Do you know what
so
I mean?
It's so funny.
He was also fined a maximum of $250,000 on each count, a total of $2 million. It's like, what are they going to do if he doesn't pay it? Is he in the small claims court right now? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
His commitment. The thing is, if you're on a plane and he managed to blow up his feet, that doesn't even mean. He might just blow off one of his feet.
He might just blow his legs off. Yeah. Do you think it would be like... Because planes are pretty sturdy, isn't it? Like,
well, if you get a hole in a plane, it's bad.
Yeah, that's obviously
very
bad if you get a hole in it. But you'd think that, like... I don't know, maybe... Is that why you have to take your shoes off at the airport now?
Yeah. Because of this toss.
Yeah, that's the whole point. For 20 years, because this one guy...
is the worst.
Fucking idiot.
And you're like, oh, come on. Yeah,
also,
shoes
so
off.
Dumb.
Is there a laptop in your bag? Yes, you can see it on your fucking computer. Just let me go through, please.
So wait, Red, you think they shouldn't have airport security?
No, I do think they should, but like not just shoes. I get not bringing a knife on the plane.
I don't remember like ever not be. I watch like old movies like Airplane and stuff like that, and it like blows my mind that there was a time where you could just like walk out from the street like onto the plane smoking a fag. That's so cool.
Well, you could walk onto someone like this guy sparking a match. So, oh, by the way, no smoking. You know, like if you're lighting a match on a plane, you should probably get kicked off it.
Now,
the
thing is,
pre 9/11, you know that they were allowed to box cutters on planes.
Yeah, it's wild.
Like a knife.
take anything you wanted, right? And like now it's like a felony in the States to smoke a cigarette on a plane in the toilets or whatever.
But everyone used to smoke on planes.
Yeah.
I bet there's still countries where you can, and I want to go there and smoke on a flight.
Me too. I quit smoking recently, but I love...
I'd start again just
same, for yeah. Whenever I go to like gig in like Europe or a country where they have like indoor smoking,
yeah.
I'm just starting again because it's so sick. It's just so cool. You can't help it, you know?
This is great. The reason the explosive didn't go off.
Uh-huh.
Did not detonate due to the delay in the departure of Reed's flight. The rainy weather, along with Reed's foot's perspiration, caused the fuse to be too damp to ignite. So he had sweaty feet. His feet were too sweaty in his attempt. I don't think he should be in jail because this man's clearly no risk outside of jail. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that. He made a fucking bomb and got on a plane.
Yeah.
The thing is, the foot sweating is actually... That's like the kind of sleeper you'd probably build a prototype. You test out, it explodes, and you're like, okay, this works. You do another one, it works. But the only thing is, you haven't tested in the way where you wear it for 10 hours
in the rain
in
with
the
your
rain.
Foot sweating.
So
yeah.
I don't think he's an idiot necessarily. I think he's probably a very dangerous individual.
Yeah,
he's
had
his shot.
Try to kill,
he's proved he can't.
He did
do
try
it.
To kill himself and a couple hundred people.
But also, these operations aren't like obviously the resources and the recruitment and the training and stuff. All takes a long, long time.
Yeah.
It's a long time for those CIA officers to message people on Facebook Messenger and tell them to do it. But
oh,
like,
are you a truther?
Yeah. but it's like it's super. It's not like Ocean's 11 to like stick some fucking Semtex in the sole of your shoe, glue it up, and light a match on fire like you're wearing Acme rocket shoes from Wile E. Coyote. Do you know what I mean? It's not like this guy's not like, well, unless I have my professional Marvel villain bomb making kit, I'm not a threat to society. It's like he'll just like crash his car and does something.
I don't know. I think he's been given the shot and he's proved he's useless.
Which what I don't understand is that like
he seems quite committed to killing people.
This is what I mean. It's not like if he's not got if he's just like locked at home and he doesn't have access to like bomb making gear, then he's not gonna be a threat to society. He'll just do something else.
He's the vanilla ice of terrorism. Just a shit white guy who couldn't do it.
Well, I think he shouldn't have been given. They should just. The consecutive sentencing thing is so stupid. It's like the modern equivalent of hanging, drawing, and quartering. It's just like overkill. Do you know what I mean? Just fucking. If you want to kill him, kill him. If you want him to have a life sentence, just say you'll be in prison for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And no matter how long that is, you know.
Mm. So, Red, tell me something else about 2001.
Okay.
So you got the Wikipedia page.
Educate me.
Yeah, me too. I want to be educated.
Okay, we've got some good stuff here, so don't worry. Don't you worry
also,
about
also, Bobby, the Redophiles thing, I think that's really funny.
I don't, but...
I think it's so funny.
Well, it's been rammed down people's throats, and people think it's really fine.
Funny.
Well,
that's the thing about being a Redophile. They like having things rammed down their throats, you know?
Fuck's sake.
A non-practicing Redophile.
We had a man right in
saying... Non-offending Redophile.
Non-offending Redophile.
July the 2nd, 2001, the world's first self-contained artificial heart is implanted in Robert Tools in the United States. Pretty good. Well, you think it's good, don't you? Do you want to know Robert Tools' lifespan? July 31st, 1942 to November 30th, 2001.
So they gave him an artificial heart. How long did he live for?
July to November.
It's like 5 months.
I don't think he was living. I know he was out boogieing.
Yeah.
So it's not really, you know. He went on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, though. Pretty good.
Within the span.
Yeah, I think
so. It was like, I have an artificial heart. They're like, cool. And then he like dies the next day. You're like, yeah, we just want
it's when they find out that artificial hearts are like really interfered with by TV cameras.
Yeah.
Shaking up on the couch. Gets in Jay Leno's car and the vibrations of the engine just fucking explode his chest like Alien.
But no, he had a chance to enjoy some of his favourite pastimes, hobbies and... sorry, I said that wrong. His favourite pastimes, fishing and dining out. So
I reckon if your heart is fucked enough that you need, like, you need, the only cure is an artificial heart that's made with, like, 2001 flip phone PDA technology. You probably weren't long for this world.
Yeah.
Well, I think...
A Nokia battery.
Yeah. I would imagine a heart transplant also would have worked for this guy, but maybe that wasn't an option, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like they said, listen, any human heart will not keep you alive.
Yeah.
We need to build you super heart.
That's
while
so
he was
funny.
In hospital, he got a visit from the Oak Ridge Boys.
Who's that?
A band who I've never heard of until now. Gospel Vocal Quartet. Nice. Okay, they're popular in the Southern Gospel era. Great era.
Maybe
that
that's why he died. Maybe
Muhammad Ali came and visited him.
Maybe it was a front to
Muhammad
God.
Muhammad Ali did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe God didn't like the fact that he got a human heart.
Yeah, he had a stroke and abdominal bleeding. He died on November 30th, 2001.
Okay, so it wasn't about this random guy having a stroke and bleeding in his stomach and dying.
Well, when you research this, everything.
When I think
every
2001,
year, there's about seven earthquakes that kill like 800 people, and you're like, can't really do much with that, can I? Unless you've got any good earthquake jokes, Ed.
Not off the top of my head,
no,
right?
No. Okay, I've actually got a fun one for us. It doesn't sound fun at all, but it kind of is.
Yeah.
this is quite good, actually. Crown Prince.
Are you on the Wikipedia page for 2001?
No, I make a doc every week
of
my favourite stuff from the year. Crown Prince Dipendra of Nepal kills his father, the king, his mother, and other members of the royal family with an assault rifle, then shoots himself in the Nepalese royal massacre. Dipendra, who briefly survives, automatically becomes king of Nepal. So he's in a... because of succession, you know? So for like 3 days, he's in a coma and he's king. Which is amusing in a way, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
But then like everyone has to speak, like, king, what do we do about this? He's just killed his mum and dad.
I don't think he didn't. No, I think they're saying someone survived. It was him.
He survived, so he shot himself in the head, and he was like, but he was
in
on
a
life
coma
support for
like
three days. But he's king, so they had to say, well, he's king now, because he just shot. No one knew what to do.
I don't. I mean, Red. I don't know if they. I don't know if they put a crown on his head. Like, I don't think.
But he was king by succession.
With the oil, put the scepter in his hand and shit. Yeah.
So, but you know, so
but you're not going to be king if you commit regicide. That's pretty like that's because if you did, everybody would just commit regicide.
You know
all
that
the
there's
time.
This is in Nepal, yeah.
Yeah.
You know there's definitely a
he
new,
automatically becomes
like a new
king.
Rule in the Nepalese law book about who can be king after that day. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But he was automatically king for three days.
And then did he die?
Then he died.
Well, good. Okay. Fuck this guy.
But
you know what? You know what I think? It's wrong to kill your mother and your father.
And
well,
family,
no.
Yeah,
you didn't
think
that with the Menendez brothers, did you?
These
two boys killed their mum and dad, and Bobby wants to get them on the pod, but they're in jail, so he can't.
I think we could get them on.
That would be fucking sick.
Listen, they killed their mum and their dad, which is wrong.
Yeah.
But their dad abused them.
Okay.
Allegedly.
And I think they got what was coming to them.
I think they got what was coming to them, too.
Well, maybe, but you don't know. These two kids might be psychotic liars, just saying whatever that comes to mind to get away with murdering their mum and dad.
Why did they murder their parents? What was the...
Well, they said, oh, they were abusing us. But actually, what they did is they were driving around in their car. They were just set to inherit their money.
Yeah, I think
it's so fishy, the whole thing.
Do they
thing.
Have loads of money? Were they, like, super rich?
No, but, like, enough. These
kids
they
did. Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think they were pretty... I think they were just quite happy. They were being abused by their father anymore, so they drove around in some nice cars and bought some houses.
Or they were spoiled little nasty, satanic boys, and their parents were like, get a job. You know, you're not getting any more pocket money. Like, well, fuck you, mum and dad. We're going to shoot you. And make it look like a home invasion, which they tried to do.
I think shooting mum and dad, the idea of shooting mum and dad because you're not getting enough pocket money, I think reflects probably more on you than what happened. Yeah, obviously he shot his mum and dad. They didn't give him enough pocket money.
So if all the royals died in a plane crash, apart from Andrew, who sadly has coronavirus at the moment.
And being a paedophile disease.
Yeah. And would he
He's not
become
a paedophile.
King?
He had sex with a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah, so he's just, a what? He's a hebephile?
He's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's a hebephile. Yeah, everyone keeps calling him, what was he though? He was like 42, wasn't
That'd
he?
That'd be funny if like, because if you call Prince Andrew a paedophile, then you're like, then you look at like all our family trees and be like, oh my God. All our grandparents were pedophiles.
We all come from a long line of nonsense.
Yeah,
that's an uncomfortable truth. I watched this documentary on...
I'm overcoming the setbacks of my heritage by not being a pedophile. Yeah.
That's why you're dating a 70-year-old.
Trying to
reset the balance.
Yes.
I watched a documentary on all the rock stars in the 70s, and I thought, oh, this is going to kick off. Came out on Sky. And then I looked at the date it came out, and it was like August 2021. It's like, no one gives... Everyone's just like, nope, don't care.
It's
like David Bowie, Jimmy Page. Everyone's like, look, the songs are too good. I don't care.
Yeah, who's a Mick Jagger as well.
Yeah.
12-year-olds and shit. That's real paedophiles.
No, that is an alleged.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Pete Townsend, definitely.
No, he was doing research Do you remember that?
Townsend was researching for a book.
He put his credit card details into a porn site.
I gotta say, if I will, if I
buy childporn.com.
If I was caught with child pornography on a Friday, and I said, oh, it's because I was researching for a book. And then people found that out. I would have that book written by Monday. You know what I mean? Like, get out the book. Where's the book?
That's the new Craig David song.
You go get loads of coffees
and child porn on Friday, writing a book on Saturday.
Bobby just downing Pro Plus. He's like a student at university pulling an all-nighter.
Injecting like Ritalin. It's like mainlining Ritalin and hammering out 40,000 words.
I gotta write a book this weekend. Because I told everyone the reason I was doing pedophile stuff was because of this book, and if I don't write the book,
Harriet, put the kettle on.
It's so funny.
Harriet, can you write a couple chapters for me? Wait, you're leaving me? What? Oh, because of the thing. Yeah, I get that now.
It'd be so funny if the police called you up and like, Leslie, we heard you looking up child porn. We're gonna come and check in on that on Monday. So make sure it's still there.
I'm still writing.
Mabel, here's 300 quid. Go get Daddy some cocaine.
I would totally. Yeah,
you'd have to.
You gotta sniff. Right.
You know? Red, if that happened to Bobby, would you come round and help him write the book?
I'd probably have to, wouldn't I? Because otherwise the pod would be fucked.
That's so funny. Yeah, the Pete Townsend thing is so funny. It's like, you're the guitarist of The Who. Why are you writing a book about, like, child porn?
Yeah.
Let's,
Everyone's like, oh, everyone makes fun of the fact that he was like, oh, I'm writing a book. But no one's like, what was the book about? Yeah. That was the research.
Well, no, he said he got abused as a child and he wanted to watch child porn to work out why.
Okay.
I'm sure that's why a lot of people want to watch child porn.
I think we're good.
It's funny. If you're good on guitar, it doesn't matter.
This is too bleak.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
The stretches you can make if people like your songs.
Jody, I think we might need to make some cuts.
We're not cutting anything.
Yeah, I agree,
okay,
Jody.
Fine.
Let's talk about
achievements from children then. Sherpa. let's empower them. Temba Tesheri, saying it wrong, definitely, but I don't think he listens to the pod. He became the youngest person to reach the summit of Mount Everest at 15.
That's sick.
Clap, clap, clap. Very
you
well
guys
done.
You watched that documentary about the Sherpas.
What, and they the one where he punches the tourist?
Yeah.
Because loads of American tossers go over.
Yeah, there's like this white guy who runs like his business is that he hires loads of Sherpas to pays them really shit money.
So is Sherpa their job, or is that the name of the people who...
I think it's the job.
I think it's a lifestyle, but they get paid for it, you know?
Yeah, so they get hired to like... He runs this like group where he pays them really badly and they have to work in terrible conditions, like basically fucking carrying 70-year-old businessmen who've gone up Everest, up a mountain on their backs.
Because they want to have it on their office
and
desk.
There's this amazing documentary about them basically striking and like punching this tourist. And like, fuck
this tourist like raises his voice like, take me to the top of the mountain. And this Sherpa just cracks.
It's so fucking sick. It's so cathartic.
And then what?
Yeah. But this guy, well, he'll charge Americans like 30 grand each.
And pay them what?
And he'll pay the Sherpas like 300.
And there's a really high mortality rate as well for Sherpas.
Of course.
That guy needs to go.
Yeah.
Is he out? Are they get rid of him?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Because they should be able to run their own shit. We don't need him.
Absolutely, no, they should all be...
He's like this Australian guy. He's like this old Australian guy or some shit.
Yeah, you're just a fucking vulture.
Like, yeah, I feel but really
maybe they
close
have simple
to
needs.
Mount Everest.
They might have simple needs. They just want cold.
They want money. They deserve their fucking...
Well, why don't I deserve money? The Sherpas do. What the fuck?
Because they climb packs up a mountain. You bathe 4 times a day. It's a different life.
I release content that people enjoy. The Sherpa are one of the Tibetan ethnic groups, so it is a ethnic group. Not a name for a mountaineer.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that.
We've got to respect people on this podcast. Not so happy news from the Mount Everest. Marco Siffredi was the first to descend Mount Everest on a snowboard in 2001 via Norton Coulier.
Via falling.
Yeah. In 2002, he disappeared after making his second Everest summit while attempting to snowboard the Hornbeam Couloir. Why is it French? His body has never been found. Not nice.
I just...
How much of this this podcast, Bobby, is just reading off a laptop that's in front of
the
face?
Well, I do my notes, and then a lot of it's that. Some of it's that's how the information comes.
I'm just making fun, right? I'm just fucking...
Well, it's not fun. It's a fucking serious podcast.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry for undermining it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to run a ship here.
I'm having real fun here. You guys have been really nice and hospitable, and I think it's a funny, good podcast.
Okay, good.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. I was having a good time.
Fred, the image of a man... the image of a man holding a laptop an inch from his face while he mangles French words is funny. You can't mangle French words, hold a laptop an inch from your face, and then
Bobby,
be surprised.
Do you wanna, what's that country in South America called again?
Argentina?
No.
Paraguay?
Paraguay. Have you heard someone say Paraguay before?
Yeah.
That's how Bobby says it.
That's how a lot of people in
it's
North
not.
America
you say.
Yes!
Paraguay.
Oh,
loads of people
in
America
gonna
say
today.
Literally. Somewhere.
Paraguay, yeah. I say Paraguay.
Someone's
yeah.
tickling Bobby's balls today. Right, 2001, the iPod.
Came here to ingratiate myself to Bobby.
The iPod.
I know where my bread's
really
buttered.
Let's talk about the mountain guy.
Oh, you want to carry on with the mountain?
Yeah,
okay.
But do you know what's really fucked up about the mountain stuff? You know when you hear about someone disappearing on Everest?
Yeah.
You're like, how can that happen? It's so scary.
What do you mean? It's a giant mountain.
Yeah, it's a giant mountain, but it's sort of obviously getting
avalanches.
Smaller as it goes up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But there'll be snowfall, they'll get covered,
but
frozen ice.
It's so interesting that there are still bits of, like, the Earth, like, above sea level, that are so...
What, that you can get lost in?
Yeah, like, even with helicopters and planes and shit,
yeah,
you can just be undiscovered in forever. That's
I
so
like
crazy.
The idea that in, you know, human civilization kind of goes away for a while, and then in, like, 1,000 years, they just discover, like, all these white people at the top of Mount Everest, and they're like, how the fuck did this happen?
Oh, and they
you know what I mean?
What the indigenous,
they would be like, so somehow...
Yeah. They're like 300-pound Americans.
Lived at the top of this mountain and ate very well. It must have been a very good place to live.
They've all got orange,
like the perfectly preserved in the cold, like orange puffer jackets and like ski, those like rainbow reflective
ski
goggles.
Yeah, I hate them so much.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Trying
to snowboard down Mount Everest, I have to say, is like...
That's brave as hell.
Well, surviving
it's insane.
Surviving it and then...
Trying to
do it again is crazy.
Yeah.
Just... Like,
surely,
can't you just jerk off and calm down, you know? Like, can't all these, like, thrill-seeking people...
Well, I think it's...
Just go to, if you want to do a snowboarding, just go to a dry slope. Do you know what I mean?
I'd like to know some statistics, but probably Mount Everest is the biggest killer amongst affluent, rich Western men. Do you know what I mean? From the ages to, like, 18 to 40.
It's probably
a stat. Like, rich kids who were like...
Everest and then, like, Vesuvius.
And then Coke.
Coke has probably beaten everybody.
But I think Everest is... It would be interesting to know because...
It's like Everest, Vesuvius, Coke, private school hazing. Gone wrong.
Private school hazing, like, I think hazing is wrong, but if they're gonna do it, can we make it a TV show, you know?
I'd love to watch
that. And that's how you pick the next prime minister, like, who comes through the hazing the best. They're like, okay, you're 16, but when you're 40, you'll get to be prime minister.
Made in Chelsea, blood, except it's them all as kids, like, having fucking meter sticks broken on their backs the first time they have to sleep in the dorm at boarding school.
Why are you crying, you pussy?
12-year-olds being made to drink a whole Magnum champagne before school.
You get down a bottle of whiskey and then debate Israel and Palestine.
Yeah, you have to go and stay in the woods for 1 week.
Yeah. They never get out. You meet someone who went to a boarding school or something and it's like, you know, you suddenly it's like 8 a.m.
They all have the same vibe.
The same vibe and the bed's made and it's 8 o'clock and they're like, hi. We're like, we were drinking till 5 last night.
Intense anger, yeah.
Yeah, they never get, it never goes because it's too tough.
No, it's like, because it wasn't the whole point of it, like, back in, like, the days when they were all founded, it's like, well, you're all just going to be, like, military officers.
Of course, yeah.
So it's like military
stuff. Yeah, stand up straight, don't miss your mum.
All the teachers are guys who've just come back from, like, the First World War, where posh guys had to, like, get PTSD for the first time ever, and they're like, and they took it out on, like, loads of fucking 7-year-olds.
That's it. You just come back and you just take out all your anger on
It's like, oh, that's my favourite geography teacher. Oh, Mr. Smith, the nicest guy in the world. So I was just seeing, he just, like, fucking backhands you into, like, a tennis net.
Yeah, he used to put bubble wrap on his whip so it didn't hurt as much.
Yeah,
you can actually, like, what was the thing called that they used to hit them with?
Like a cane?
No, there was another one. I can't remember what it's called.
A switch?
No, there was a special one. It had, like, the paddle board. It was, like, had spikes on it or something. There was some special thing that would get whacked out, and this is a good way to form an adult. And then 30 years later, that guy's like, I think we should invade Egypt. I wonder what
that
happened here.
That belongs to me.
Yeah, no, there was a... Eaton just sounds fucking horrible.
Sounds fucked up.
Yeah, but then you got to have empathy for everybody, you know? Like that guy who's just beating kids with a paddle after a couple of years of that, he's going to go home, he's going to get carpal tunnel syndrome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
He's going to have a sore wrist every night, and his wife's going to say, what's wrong? And he's going to say, I don't know. And after a while, he's going to be like, you know what? I think it's just my age. I can't hit children I barely know like I used to.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's going to have to accept his own mortality while figuring out new ways to torture children for no reason.
Then that's because where the mental torture comes in.
Yeah,
so
and then he's going to realize he's dying, and that's sad. Like, he's going to realize, like, listen, nothing great and fun lasts forever.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's just going to imagine looking back on your whole lifetime, and it's like you were a teacher, but you didn't teach kids anything apart from how to like take their anger out on someone smaller than them.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up.
But that's an important lesson, isn't it? You fucking little loser.
Yeah, it's an important lesson.
We're too soft on kids these days.
When I started growing up.
Who's we, Red? You use the pejorative
we. Society. Like, this country's all... gone to the dogs.
Oh, not this again.
Dude, if I was I was a real late bloomer in school, and the moment I got bigger than someone else, I was like, now's my time. But then obviously, by that time I was like 17, and you've kind of grown out of like.
So you just walked around punching 12-year-olds in the face. Yeah,
yeah. No, I didn't actually do any bullying of my own. It wasn't involved. If I'd been 12 and like the biggest kid in class, absolutely, I would have tried.
I gotta say, when I was, I'm not especially proud of this story, but when I was about 12, some 10-year-olds started up on me. I beat the shit out of six 10-year-olds.
That's really good. What were your moves?
In the middle of like, sleeping around and getting money.
Yeah, that's the thing. Of course you beat them because you're just working out and sex all the time.
Yeah, they...
straight off the pull-up bar, smashes one of them with a dumbbell.
Like,
I may have been exaggerating before when I talked about fucking and working out as a kid.
Okay. Exaggerating? Lying is
I may word. Have exaggerated some of the truth there, but when I say that when I was 12, I fought six 10-year-olds, I'm serious.
Okay.
And, the thing is, they hadn't quite learned about punching in the face yet.
So they're trying to wrestle.
Ow, and you can just start one punch KOing 10-year-olds.
Like Bruce Lee.
And kicking in the balls. Yeah. And you feel like a king.
Yeah.
You can take them down real quick.
Did you ever have that in your school? Did you have the guy who, when you were 12, would brag about like having had sex?
No, every school.
And at 12, you'd be like, oh man, that's crazy, he's so mature. And I'm like, he never had sex.
No, maybe he did, but I bet his life isn't great.
Yeah. At my boarding school.
You never fuck your dad?
Yeah, it was part of the hazing, didn't you have to do it as well?
Yeah. Well, those rugby clubs, it's always like, yeah, we all wank on a pack of jammy Dodgers, and then whoever comes last has to eat it. And you're like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's so fucking weird. Soggy biscuit, they call it.
Yeah.
There was that whole like,
hazing.
Yeah, there was that whole Sycopedia era when everyone was talking about soggy biscuit. It was the fucking lamest
shit
in the world.
Listen.
So fucking boring, man.
Yeah, just so what? I like to eat crackers covered in cum. I shouldn't be shamed for it.
Exactly.
You know?
I like to eat
Stop like making
crackers
this game where
cum.
The person that does it, the loser has to eat a cracker covered in cum. Some of us like cum crackers, okay?
So should be the winner.
Anyone that gets cum in it's just so fucking weird as
some
well.
Yeah, I eat my own cum. No, so what? You know? Please.
I'm not going to eat today, I don't think. This is disgusting. Someone's probably listening to this eating a sandwich on the train.
Someone's probably eating a biscuit covered in cum right now.
No. Well, we have very good listeners, very intelligent people.
Red gets worried because his mom listens.
Oh, really?
So he gets very squeamish if his mom.
So the iPod was invented in 2001, which is good. Did you ever have one?
Yeah, I did. I had
shit.
An iPod
you
Nano.
You couldn't tell what song was coming next.
I thought it was sick. The only thing
it was better than a Walkman.
Yeah, it was sick. I thought it was sick. My first ever thing I had was a CD Walkman.
Yeah, there
was
so many. And if you jogged or if you moved, it would skip.
Yeah, it was awful. I had the Who Ultimate Collection and a Green Day CD.
Really? The Who?
Yeah, I liked the Who because they were in an episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And because I was fucked by Pete Townsend. So I used to listen to the
I had Michael Jackson Earth song on CD. I had a CD with just one song on it. It was that one.
Do you know what? It's like, it's so crazy how there's 100% hit rate of paedophiles making music that kids love.
Gary
Glitter as
it's
well.
It's almost as if they know what kids want.
Yeah. The Gary Glitter song where he's like, I'm the leader. That's absolutely
yes,
slaps.
You were. Well, what's the one that was in The Joker? Dun-dun.
Yeah.
That's an amazing song. Everyone's like, why
have you ever listened to Gary Glitter?
Not like I've never went out of my way to. I mean, I'm sure I've heard lots of the man's music, yes, but I've never went out of my way to like appreciate.
You like
his
him,
art.
But not his songs.
Yeah, I'm more a fan of his lifestyle than his art.
Yeah.
You know,
the man himself. Yeah.
Like I feel like his best work is in front of him, but his best life is behind him.
Yeah. Didn't Gary? Did you hear that? You know that. They made like
I call him Gare Bear.
Gare Bear, okay. Gare Bear. They made a Channel 4 made a like an alt universe TV show about Gary Glitter a few years ago. Did you hear about this?
No, well, where he didn't do anything.
No, they made a TV show in like 2010, like a drama called The Execution of Gary Glitter.
Okay,
and it's like about an alt universe, alt timeline Britain where they bring back the death penalty and they decide that the first person to be executed will be Gary Glitter.
Was this before the allegation?
No, this is after the allegation. This is like
that would be funny if they
No.
But like, it was just a coincidence.
But this is like, obviously that stuff's been going on for like 20, 30, 40 years, all the stuff with Gary Glitter. He lived out in Cambodia or something for ages.
Yeah,
and he's still
dirty.
There.
He's in jail, isn't he?
But no, so they released this show about like, it's just a like weird show about what if we brought back the death penalty and the first person to get it was Gary Glitter. And Gary Glitter sued Channel 4 for defamation of character and put in a complaint with like the BBFC or the standards body for TV, and they replied saying, listen, we're not going to follow up this defamation of character complaint because we don't feel they can do any more significant damage to your reputation than you having sex with children already. It's so fucked up. They were like, well, you've been convicted for being a paedophile, so we don't believe that this TV show about it is going to damage your reputation any further. And this guy was like, well,
you know,
okay,
a guy, so he sold his back catalogue, the rights to his music.
He made like 5 mil.
Yeah, 5-6 mil in like crazy money. In the mid-90s when he knew it was going to come out. And whoever bought that, he's in like 20-something years, he's had one phone call, and that was from Todd Phillips. Can I use a bit for the Joker? So he just sat on this Gary Glitter music that he can't do anything with. You're making me want to
revisit his catalog.
Where is that one song?
I seem to remember some of his songs being like on stuff.
They were horrible.
It was
my game.
Him and T-Rex are in the same like space in my
brain.
But
why is he?
I'm not saying that T-Rex.
All the other guys can't, but they stopped. I think that's the thing. You got to stop.
Well, there's different. I don't know how we've got down this path.
Yeah, we can't do this. We do it every week, and we got to try and stop because it. It is
talking about
pedophiles
everywhere.
Well, no, it's meant to be a history podcast, but for some reason it always goes down this horrible fucking route. We went from iPod to Gary Glitter.
Music you'd listen
to. Yeah,
to
be
Gary
fair, that's
Glitter.
quite a linear.
What we could have just done is go, oh, that was interesting. I used to have one. Hasn't technology advanced since then? And we could have left it as that.
Yeah, I used to have one. I like my iPod Nano.
Okay, well, American Airlines Flight 587... There's never a good thing after that sentence, is there?
Yeah.
It crashes
landed
in Queens.
Successfully
crashes
safely.
In Queens. Yeah, minutes after takeoff from John F. Kennedy Airport, killing all 260 on board. The worst thing about it is there's a lady on board called Hilda Yolanda Mayol, and she survived the September 11th attacks, having escaped the North Tower. And 2 months later, she's on that plane. I was trying to get off paedophiles.
That's been the podcast for the week.
I'm sorry to everyone, but I was trying to get off, and that was the only bit of stuff. I didn't
like,
want to talk about Gary Glitter.
Every episode, we're talking about something that's too grim, and then you were like 260 people died in a plane crash.
Yeah,
the dick of the year this week is indisputably Red Richardson.
I think I have to take that.
It's probably Bin Laden.
I thought I was going to lift the mood with some.
Again,
that's all I've got.
We let Red do the research and guide the podcast.
Oh gosh.
And Red, like the Australian man on Mount Everest, should not be allowed to Sherpa anyone anywhere.
I feel like I'm at the top of podcast Everest with you guys.
Well, yeah. You've reached it. This is the peak.
I've had a great time. Thank you for inviting me.
It's the best pod in the game.
We've had a great time. We appreciate you coming on, Ed.
I always like hanging out with you guys as well.
Well, yeah.
Do you want to stick around for the Patreon episode?
Yeah, sure.
Stick around. We got Johnny Depp on this Patreon episode as well. He's coming and he's just...
Oh, my God. Yeah, if you want to hear Ed and Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, they're going to reunite.
Yeah.
Go to www.patreon.com/theyearispod. Sign up. £3 a month minimum. And you can hear all of that and more. New episode every Friday.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Ed Knight.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
You got any projects coming up?
Yeah, Soho Theatre, 25th of June. Come to that.
Ed Knight's a very good comedian, nominated for Newcomer of the Edinburgh Fringe. He's at the Soho Theatre.
I've very enjoyed being on these podcasts. Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, and oh, and a big thank you to our super genius patrons, Spencer, Matthew, and Christopher.
Thank you so much.
We would be dead.
Yes, we would be.
Red would kill me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
That was another episode of The Year Is. Thank you very much for listening. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a review. It all helps. I'd like to thank our producer, Jody. And also I'd like to thank Josh Weller for our intro music and song. It's very catchy. It's very nice. I'm sure you'll enjoy it at the beginning. So big thanks for Josh Weller. He's on Instagram at Josh Weller. Josh Weller. Follow him and keep spreading the word of The Year Is. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.